Welcome, readers and romance seekers, to an interlude. I'm just gonna come out and say that it's been, well, a real journey this week in my neck of the woods. I'm not really firing on all pistons right now, and I don't want to get into it, but I am physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausted. Whenever I feel overwhelmed or hopeless, I try to put out into the world what I believe I need in that moment. It reminds me that I'm stronger than I know, and hopefully in the process I can help someone else who needs it. And I'm not sure I'll be able to get through all of this without crying, so there's that. So, this is for everyone who feels like they might be drowning. Like they don't know how to fix what's broken, like they can't climb over that hill that they're facing. For everyone feels as though they just can't make it through. Rest. It's okay. What you're doing is extremely difficult. If you feel as though you can't do all of the things that you need to take to survive, take a breath. If you don't have the energy for a full shower, meet it halfway. Wash your face, brush your teeth. If you can't bear the thought of cleaning your house, pick one chore, just one, and do it. I don't care if it's the least effort. If it's only starting the dishwasher or sweeping a bathroom, it's perfectly okay. I'm proud of you. If you can't imagine the next 24 hours with all of your obligations, just sit down, breathe, and work through the next 10 minutes, or even just the next 10 seconds. That mountain isn't going anywhere. It doesn't care if you sprint up the face, if you walk, if you take only a step every minute, or if you crawl. You climb however you can. No matter how you reach the top, you've succeeded. It's okay to rest. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel how you feel. What's important is that you acknowledge it. Understand how you feel. Forgive yourself for feeling it. Our impulsive thoughts don't define us. How we respond and approach those thoughts does. Be kind to yourself. The sun will rise tomorrow. Cliche as old as time, but it's still true. Even when facing the weight of everything you're carrying, when pulling every burden behind you, when you can't see anything in front of you in the dark, have faith that the sun will rise. No matter how dark, how hard, how painful, the sun will rise. And I want you to be able to see it rise with me. I will do everything that I can to see the sunrise, so I want you to promise to do the same. You might be in my boat. You might feel that you're letting everyone down, you've missed so many deadlines, or you're afraid of disappointing people again. You don't want to take another break because you don't want to feel like a burden. You aren't a burden. You're tired. You might feel afraid, defeated, but you aren't a burden. If I were there, I'd turn on mom mode. I'd make you a cup of hot chocolate, wrap you in a blanket, give you a big hug, and we'd read your favorite book, play your favorite game, or just watch the birds throw seeds all over my deck, even though I've given them the best seeds that they could ever want. Take the break. Wait to see the sun rise. I'll be right here when you're ready. I thought I would be able to give at least a small check-in, follow the right format for behind the page, just with a smaller word count, but I'd be lying if I said I had it in me right now. And I'd be pretty stupid if I didn't take my own advice. I'll catch you next week, everyone. I want to thank all of you so much for your patience, your grace, your kindness as I've navigated this new chapter of my life. This podcast has been an absolute joy, and if I have learned anything in my weird life, if I want to keep the joy, I need to take the breaks when I need them. So I'll see you soon, readers and romance seekers. And remember, it doesn't matter what you read, only that it's what you love.